This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America, around the world, via the internet and the satellite, too. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truckers, the men and the women out there getting the job done. Now, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right, joining us right now from California, IA, it's the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. And hello again, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
Hour number two, time to say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, you found a story you want to talk about there about some New York police officers that literally saved a baby's life by lifting a car off the baby.
Yes, these are two Yonkers, New York police officers.
Well, it would be, that's NYPD, Ali Yonkers.
That's right, NYPD. And what happened was, there was a woman walking with her child, small child, and they were walking, and there was a car that came along. It went out of control, it hit another car, and then plowed into them, and then drug her and her daughter across the street into a storefront. This happened just before 8 a.m. on Friday. Now, some viral video has come out of this, Captain, suddenly these two police officers who were eating breakfast, evidently, nearby, officers Samoydini, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, and Officer Fusco, they were eating breakfast, and they ran over, and they helped to absolutely lift this car off this mother and her small child. And the video was very, very powerful as they're literally, you know, lifting this car so that they can try to get these two victims out. The mother had a compound fracture. The baby, we understand, suffered a skull fracture. We don't have any other further information on their conditions at this time, but it is one of those things, Captain, where the police officers, and of course here on the Captain's America, we've got their six. We support the police.
You bet.
And we wanted to bring this story out because, again, these are our two officers who did everything they could and literally saved lives here. We wanted to bring them out to the fore and say thank you. And, of course, our prayers are with the mother and the child. Turns out, Captain, the driver of the car had no license, and they're giving him all the tests for he was booked for DU for driving under the influence, but they're
testing English
for everything. We don't have any information on that at this point, but yeah.
First thing my mind goes is to illegal. Okay, let's get out here to California and talk about something. You got some big problems coming again for California. California is planning for the loss of a hydroelectric power plant due to the lack of water. You heard me right. California is planning to take a major hydroelectric power plant offline next month. And for 2 months during a season of peak demand, because extreme drought means that there is not enough water available to run its turbines. Now, this is the Edward Hyatt Power Plant at Lake Oroville, which will go offline in August and stay offline through August and most of September, a time frame that will coincide with a feared power crunch this summer. The plant, of course, opened in the late 60s, has never been forced offline by low lake levels before. It is now, and that's being reported by Breitbart.
Yes, exactly. Typically, the water level can't fall below 630 to 640 feet. Right now, it's at about 655 feet. And so, yes, definitely this is going to be a major blow. And, Captain, we already have rolling blackouts where people turn on their air conditioners. We already have problems when the wind kicks up and they deliberately turn off power to try to stave off fires. So it will be a very rough season ahead for California.
Now, more than 61% of the counties across the United States are now Second Amendment sanctuaries by legislation adopted at either the state or county level, according to a new report which was published on WorldNet Daily. Now, that includes 1,137 where county officials have taken action on their own. The rest are protected by state legislation. Now, the report noted that it's likely that hundreds of cities, townships, boroughs, and other municipal governments also have adopted the standard, but those are not tracked, so we have no idea of knowing who they are. Now, if you live in a state that has passed Second Amendment sanctuary state legislation, but your county has not done so locally, you should consider taking steps to pass your own Second Amendment sanctuary resolution ordinance, and you can do that very easily by going to the website for the pro2acounties.com, pro2acounties.com, and that's how you'll be able to do that.
Well, exactly right. And is it any wonder, Captain, that people are starting to introduce ideas about the Second Amendment, like the Second Amendment was only put there to perpetuate slavery, this kind of stuff, because they know that the American people are not going to give up on their notion and the right
not
that is enshrined in the Constitution of the Second Amendment.
Not at all. If you'd listened to Mark Walters last night, you would have heard what's going on. But, you know, that's where you get it. You go to the source. Okay, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we're coming back with more to Captain America Third Watch, and Kathy's going to take you to break and give you the phone number too. Go ahead, Kathy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
You betcha. And thank you very much for tuning in, everybody. Wherever you're listening to us, however, we certainly do appreciate you. And we want you to know that this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Mike Pillow, MyPillow.com. Now, that's Mike Lindell and Company. You all know the story about Mike Lindell, and here's your chance to help him out. And many people are. And we say thank you for that, and he's already said thank you, so I'm just relaying the message. But right now, he's got a special this month. It's the 6-piece bath towel set. Now, this set is made with USA cotton, making it extremely absorbent, that it also provides that soft feel that you look for in a towel. Now, the set comes with 2 bath, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths, typically retailing for $109.99, but for a limited time, you can get this whole set for $39.99 and save yourself $70. All I can say to that is, wow. Remember, the promo code CAPTAIN, you have to use it to get it. And all all of the MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, too. You can just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials to get this insanely low price of $39.99 on the towel set. And you'll also find many other things there with deep discounts on other MyPillow products as well. Enter the promo code CAPTAIN to get the reduced prices on whatever it is that you'd like to get, or give them a call at 800-641-5459 for more. That's 800-641-5459 for these great radio specials. MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN. And Kyle, you've been to that radio listeners page, so you've seen what's over there.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, you got the MyPillows, but you also got the Giza Dream Sheets. and they've got specials running on that right now.
Yep.
The mattress topper is there. All, and of course, don't forget, the pillows, they come in these assorted colors, so you can pick whatever you want. It's amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, just when you thought it couldn't get any stranger, New York City should consider tweaks in the COVID rules if the numbers keep rising. So says the Democratic mayoral nominee, Eric Adams.
That's true. That's right. He says if we continue to see an uptick in the numbers, you know, they have to may have to make some kind of adjustments, basically. But of course, you know, we are watching the numbers very, very closely. But again, you know, is the answer requiring city employees to be vaccinated, for example? Is there going to be some other mechanism? And of course, also, Captain, I think private industry is going to enter into this in a big way. People saying, look, you can't come in our movie theater, you can't come in our restaurant, you can't come in our bar, you can't come into this function or that function without showing a vaccination card. So, and that's because if these numbers continue to spike, what we're hoping to get is we're hoping to get most of the country vaccinated in the sense that you begin to approach that herd immunity status, basically. That's what we're hearing from some of these different officials and so forth.
These numbers are not spiking as high as they think they are. They're trying to exaggerate everything they can to try to put the fear of God back into people because they want them to get vaccinated. That's number one. But number two, the Democratic strategy that's out there right now is urging the Democrats to don't let the elections be about Joe Biden and his policies in 2022. Change the subject. Change the narrative. And they can do that by using the January 6th commission as part of it and then using Donald Trump and his involvement, whether it was there or not, and make up whatever they want to make up. Because, again, do you think the media is going to challenge them on anything?
Well, no. In fact, it's going to be something else as well, Captain. It's going to be news reports and documentaries.
Yep.
About what happened on January the 6th.
Yep.
and how everybody who
Yep.
voted for Donald Trump is somehow part.
Yep. Now, I got a good one for you. You ready?
Sure.
When a doctor tells you to take this or take that kind of medicine or vaccine or undergo a procedure or else you're going to die, do you think that you just take what that doctor says for granted or do you go to get a second opinion?
Well, in most cases, serious things, yeah, you definitely go and get a second opinion, or especially if it seems controversial in some way.
Well, I got one for you. You ready?
Yep.
In the case of the ever-changing mind of little Dr. Fauci, does America actually need a third opinion?
Well, America needs something because Dr. Fauci has been at the heart of this thing since the very beginning and even prior to the very beginning, as it were. We go talk about the funding of gain-of-function research and that kind of stuff. But Dr. Fauci in so many ways is tainted in terms of whether if he comes out and says something because of all the politics that went on, especially with Donald Trump and the Trump administration when he was advising President Trump at that time. So it's hard for Americans to listen to Dr. Fauci and go, okay, well, we can just trust everything he's saying. Because especially these confrontations with Senator Paul are striking, don't you think?
Well, in case you missed it, folks, America's Frontline Doctors, remember them?
Yep.
America's Frontline Doctors filed a motion July 19th seeking an immediate injunction and relief in the Alabama Federal District Court to stop the emergency use of the authorization of the COVID magazines, vaccines rather, Pfizer, BioNTech, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson for three different groups of Americans. Now, number one is anyone 18 years and younger. Number two, anyone who has recovered from COVID and acquired natural immunity. And the last one is anyone who has not received informed consent as defined by the law, should not get the vaccine at all, period, until it's explained to them.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting. Very interesting indeed. You know, what's happening, though, Captain, is that anyone who actually just wants information, and we're not talking about being anti-vaxxers, and there's a whole group of people who want nothing to do with any vaccine, but when it comes to just getting more information, that seems to be the most American thing in the world, but it's being decried as being somehow subversive.
Well, yeah, depends on, I guess, how you use it, but that's not quite as bad as if you were to go to do a search about Black Lives Matter or Antifa just to go and see, you know, find out what they're up to. You immediately get flagged.
Well, yeah.
By the federal government who's watching.
Yep. But again, you know, and it, especially when it comes to the vaccine, again, you know, mm-hmm. I think people have a right to ask the questions that they need to ask and go from there.
Now, did you hear about Governor Abbott and the brand new Texas border plan, catch and jail?
Different than catch and release.
They're not going to, no. They do not want the federal people catching these people, these illegals coming in so they can release them wherever it is they're going to release them. Texas is charging them with criminal trespass because under the state of emergency that they're under, that's all the charges up down along the border become felonies. So this is criminal trespass subject to a 1-year sentence in jail. And that's exactly what they're giving these people is 1 year to keep them locked up.
Well, part of that, too, is you have to be able to get some kind of serious consequences for crossing the border illegally. And if the Biden administration is not going to enforce the border, immigration laws, basically, well, then they're committing other crimes if they come across the border. And that's what I think Texas is doing. They're putting some real force behind the notion of coming across the border illegally.
And House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's back at it again, naming the Protecting the Right to Organize Act, known as the PRO Act, originally which passed 224 to 194 in the House and never did go to a vote in the Senate, even though it supposedly had 40 sponsors.
Right, exactly, yep.
So that's just not going anywhere at the moment, but she's threatened to bring it back.
Well, sure. I mean, I think they sort of sit around the table and they think, you know, how do we influence the news cycle today? How do we put something out there? Because, again, everything they do is built on the idea that they're going to be campaigning on it, basically.
Well, H.R. 1 didn't make it. H.R. 2 didn't make it. Now they've got H.R. 4, which is a combination of some of the good things that they wanted in H.R. 1 that they're trying to put through the House, which it'll pass the House because obviously they have the votes, but then it'll get stuck and won't make it through the Senate because, again, what does it take to get a bill on the floor in the Senate?
Well, you have to have, 60 votes.
And they don't have it.
Nope. They're going to have to get 10 Republicans, which they won't get.
They don't have it. Mm-hmm. Yep. And people seem to forget about that.
Yep. That's exactly right. And that's why, but again, this is why I think they throw these things out there in order to not just get a discussion going, but to say, look, we want to do this and we want to do that. And the Republicans are stopping us and they're taking away your voting rights and any number of things. And so it's all a show. It's all a big show.
Eric is talking about the gate that the federal government's opening up at one of their border crossings. That's a federal border crossing. They're doing that at Eric. But other places are just coming around the wall where there's no wall in Texas, and those are. Oh, and by the way, when they come up over where the government land is, the Texas land and whatnot, power authority, things like that, that becomes criminal trespass, and they are there, and they are waiting on them. All right, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, you're coming right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said on Sunday that she would withhold a vote on an upcoming bipartisan infrastructure package until the Senate approves a much larger spending package through budget reconciliation. That's something that Senator Rob Portman is not happy with. The Ohio Republican tells ABC's This Week that he's worried the speaker's threat could scuttle a bipartisan piece of needed legislation that's popular among the American people.
87% of the American people think we should do a bipartisan infrastructure package. It's the right thing to do. Every president in modern times has talked about it. President Trump's proposal was for $1.5 trillion in infrastructure. Ours is about $579 billion over 5 years. So this is the right thing to do. It's been totally bipartisan from the start. It's the way we ought to be doing things here in Washington to get stuff done, and I can't believe the Speaker of the House would be blocking it.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
We've all seen, and perhaps use, the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. We cut through the red tape. It's now available at GC.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
All righty, we haven't heard from our uptown girl lately, LJ, up there in Michigan, so... LJ, howdy to you, but we haven't heard from you, so say hello one of these times so we know you're still around. Okay, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico, GEICO.com, Geico.com, which has been saving people money for about 75 years. They currently are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, they'll offer you coverage for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving, even the motorcycle, ATV, boat, or RV. And they can help you with the homeowner's, renter's insurance, or condo insurance, too, through your Geico insurance agency or the website geico.com, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com. Check them out. See how much money they can save you. They've saved me a bundle over the 18-plus years that I've been with them. Very happy to be there. All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, a video on social media is showing an enraged man who confronted Fox News host Tucker Carlson at an outdoor equipment retail store. I think Tucker was there buying ammunition. And he condemned Carlson as the worst human being known to man. Okay?
Yeah.
What happened after that?
Well, yeah, I've seen the video, and the guy comes up and tells him he's the worst person in the world, and he wanted to tell him that, basically. And Tucker Carlson, you know, he kept his cool pretty good. He looked over at the camera that was recording it, smiled, and I think told him, I think he said something to the effect of calm down, son, or take it easy, son, or something like that. And that guy didn't like that too much, but Tucker Carlson certainly didn't get into any kind of major fight or altercation or shouting match or anything like that. I think he handled it very well.
No, and if anything, he kind of insulted the guy politely, and the guy just stood there and took it, didn't know how to act.
Well, exactly. Yeah, it's in other words, Tucker was not rattled by this, and it is a very rude kind of a thing to start up, you know, to march up to someone you've seen on television or something and start getting in their face and then claiming that they are literally the worst person in the world. I wonder if this guy doesn't know a whole lot of things about what's going on in the world, maybe.
No. Now, how do you like the NBC's viewership for the Olympics?
Well, yeah, I know it's at a huge low.
It's at an all-time low.
Yeah, and so it's definitely, well, yeah, I mean, and for number one, of course, they don't really have any spectators at all. They've got just a few of the people there, but
do you know anybody that's watched it?
Not really.
I don't either.
Yeah, nobody's really talking to me about it in that sense. But again, and there's some events that people want to see and are interested in. Mm-hmm. But because it's here's the other thing though too, because it's the COVID-19 Olympics and that's such a huge influence. I think a lot of people are looking at it and saying this just reminds me of all the bad stuff going on. They can't escape into the Olympics. They have to be constantly reminded about the COVID-19. I think that's part of it. You know,
part of their problem is they've got people like Herschel Walker, who's knocking the woke athletes protesting at the Olympics, saying, hey, if people don't like the rules, why in the hell are you here?
Well, exactly right. See, that's on sort of the common sense sort of side of things. And also, I don't think people do like the woke politics and any of the stuff that's injected, whether you're
not at a sporting event,
football, the Olympics. You know, people, they want to feel good about cheering people on, and they can't do it.
Yep. And, you know, we found something else out yesterday really bothered me. I happened to be looking at social media, and I found something at the FDNY website, which is disturbing to anybody that's a firefighter or anybody at all. A mob of vicious teens came up and snuck up and beat up an off-duty FDNY firefighter who was just out walking his dog. And they went after the dog, too, but the dog took off. He came back later, but still, they beat this off-duty firefighter terribly. And I got a little message for those punks that did that. We have a little rule of thumb in the fire department. If you attack one of us, you've attacked all of us, especially in a manner like that. And you better be real careful there, boys, what you wished for, because you're going to wind up unconscious in a dumpster. You'll be alive, but you'll be unconscious in that dumpster, and then you can find out how you got there.
Well,
that's going to happen. Mark my words.
Well, I can't imagine, you know, the kind of person who would viciously attack an unarmed person for any reason whatsoever. Obviously, if they attacked him because he was a firefighter, again, it goes to the fact, Captain, that the police, the public servants and so forth, the first responders, people somehow are being demonized. And also there is a lack of remorse. There's no filter, it seems, for some people in this day and age. And I fear it's only getting worse.
If they think they've gotten away with that, they haven't. And when they get caught, they're going to be charged with a felony, by the way. That is a felony, just like assaulting a police officer. But if the firefighters find them first, they better pray the firefighters don't find them first, because I understand there's video, and if we saw what we saw, then the other firefighters can see what they saw. They might recognize somebody, and if they locate these people, I'm telling you, the call will be made to the police after the firefighters get their hands on them.
Well, again, I can't imagine how anybody would attack
somebody.
That's
the way it works in New York City.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Now, let's talk about Nancy Pelosi for a minute, because she's in the news for all the wrong reasons again. Who is in charge of the Capitol Police Department?
Well, that would be none other than Nancy herself.
Yeah. And Nancy is, therefore, her office to blame for the Capitol security breakdown on January the 6th. because they actually pulled back the police. They were aware several weeks ahead of time that something was going to go on. The police chief wanted to bring on extra officers. He was shot down by the ruling committee or whatever you want to call them that does makes the decisions for the Capitol Police Department. And, of course, they just want to stick to their false Trump supporters narrative, according to Representative Banks, who was told he couldn't get in there.
Well, exactly right. In fact, the question, sort of oversimplifying, but, Nancy, what did you know and when did you know it?
Yeah.
Why did you make the decisions you made, or why was no decision made
on
beefing up security?
All right, well, let's go to the phone lines because I believe we got, I think we got Mary in the line. Is that you?
It is.
Go for it.
I had a question, please, about the Great Reset. I was reading, and I don't do social media, but I just happened to run across this term called urban resiliency, which is where I think 100 cities are paying 10% of their income every year to these big banker people, Great Reset people. I guess they protect their cities or something, but that's a lot of countries paying money into this organization with the Great Reset. It seems like there's some control issues going on with the Great Reset, and I think it's a diversion for the United States to not be looking at the Great Reset, even though they're going to tell you that we're plainly telling you everything that we're doing.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Kyle, what's your thought on that?
Well, yeah, it's very interesting. Yeah, urban resilience, basically, you know, you're looking at a city to see, you know, what's going on with its particular infrastructure.
Well, overseas, it's not necessarily a city. It's a country that's doing this.
Right.
Because they've been able to get the smaller countries overseas in Europe and in the Middle East, in Africa, to go along with this. As far as I know, so far, there is nothing like that that's been proven in the United States. It's all hearsay because nobody's come up with any proof yet.
Right, right. But as I understand it, it goes into the notions of climate change, globalization, and how is your urban area, your city, going to be ready for that or adapt to that. And so I think we'll hear more, especially where climate change is concerned, as to how where you put money and where you put resources.
And we had these Agenda 21s and Agenda 2030s and Agenda 2040s and all that sort of stuff that were all popped out there with that sort of thing attached to them that it had to do with the climate and the environment and this, that, and the other. Well, obviously, we're into 2021 right now, and so far, not much of anything has been done. Again, the problem they have is they don't have complete control of the government like they thought they would.
Right. That's a good point.
All right, hold that thought, folks. We're coming back with more to Captain's America Third Watch, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report. We'll be up when we get back here, and we're going to see what's up next in the musical line of things for you. So don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls on. Kathy's going to take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Yes, you are, and a big shout-out to Fred down there in Fort Lauderdale. And Fred, I'm with you on that. I totally agree with you. And, Al, that is a unconfirmed report, so we can't say it's going on, and I doubt it would be, because you are right. It would be absolutely, totally illegal. So there you go. But anyway, it is what it is. All right, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Pull on in there. Tell them you were listening to Captain's America Third Watch. Get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee. But in the meantime, join the Drivers Club and get yourself points for the fuel you buy, the food you buy, the fuel you buy, or the supplies you buy in the trucker store, too. And become a regular stop. Make it a regular stop. All righty, got a little AC/DC and a little Rolling Stones mixed together here. It's called Rock Me Baby.
Rock me, baby.
haven't figured it out, that's Angus on the lead guitar right there. He just took right over there, Kyle.
Yeah, that sounded great.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to save this one because this is something I didn't even know about this one. This is a joint thing that we're doing. But anyway, let's get started with the weather. You take it away and tell us what's going on out west, because we got stuff from the east.
Well, thank you, Captain. Monsoonal moisture, of course, continues in the American Southwest and Arizona. Also coming into Southern California, chances thunderstorms throughout the Southern California areas. We head through Monday, and especially if you're traveling up Interstate 15 towards Las Vegas, you may also see some of that precipitation. Las Vegas itself looks like it's forecast for rain on Monday. We do have some excessive heat warnings, this in southern Idaho near Boise and Twin Falls. Also for Idaho Falls and Pocatello as well, excessive heat warning in eastern Montana, especially the Billings area. Wyoming continues with a big air quality alert that's covering a lot of that state. So if you're traveling along U.S. Highway 26 or U.S. Highway 191, for example, you may be seeing a lot of this wildfire smoke. And those wildfires continue in southern Oregon with the Bootleg Fire, the Dixie Fire in Northern California as well. And as we see the heat and the low humidity throughout the American West, could be as low as about 11% in places. Also some gusty winds on tap. We're still not out of the woods, unfortunately, on these fires yet.
All righty. Well, I'm going to read you the statement here, because we got us a system here that's not very far away from Jacksonville, Florida. And it could very easily be affecting landfall in a pretty good way right now. It's been moving along rapidly during the course of the evening. It was at 150 miles around 11 o'clock or so. 5 hours later, it's about 45 miles offshore east of St. Augustine, Florida. And it's about 75 miles southeast of Jacksonville, Florida. Now, the radar is showing that there's not a lot of organization to this. However, it is limited in coverage, so it's not a large system. It's going to be a tropical depression more than likely, which is going to develop. And sometime in the next few hours, we're going to be seeing it up there either at the Jacksonville area or north of Jacksonville. And it's going to pretty much spend most of the day going up through Georgia till it comes out up in South Carolina, either further inland or follows the I-95 corridor and stays with some of it off the water and the ocean there and some of it on shore. So we'll see what happens. But there could be gusts of wind up to 40 miles an hour, so this isn't just a little, small fluke. And we could see lots of heavy rain, lots of locally heavy rain, along with dangerous lightning. And, of course, these storms always have a habit somewhere along the line of producing a tornado or two, too. So don't be surprised if you don't hear about that in the not-too-distant future. And that's what we've got going on. This will not have a name, because it's not one of those storms that's going to have a name. So there you go. Now, taking a look at the other areas here that we have to look at across the southern central plains, half of Oklahoma is under a heat advisory. Everything south of I-40 in Arkansas is under a heat advisory, down to Louisiana, all the way down to New Orleans, and the western third of Mississippi is under a heat advisory. Also, let's not forget about the fact that we have the Metroplex of Texas, I-20 over into Louisiana and Mississippi and on down towards Houston, all under a heat advisory. And, of course, we've got some poor air quality up there in Georgia as we speak right now. So, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All righty. And that's Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. We appreciate him very much. And now joining us from FoundersCode.com, we've got Denise Simon, and good Monday morning to you.
Good morning.
Governor Abbott has a brand new Texas border plan. It's called Catch and Jail, because he's charging them with, because under the state of emergency he can, with criminal trespass when they come over the wall in the state of Texas.
I think he's done about 400 so far. He has a facility that he is designated that I think has 1,000 beds in it, too. But he's still way behind. I mean, I'm not you know, trying to be critical. I'm just kind of stating a fact, but that Del Rio sector is a mess. So, but
yeah,
he's getting certainly help from Florida and North Dakota. I think maybe one or two other states have also sent in some resources, too.
Yeah, and they've got a couple of other places that they're talking about opening up to. It almost sounds like they're going into some of the old Walmart stores that closed up down there and using them, which is what they said they were going to do the last time around.
I don't know about Walmart stores, so I can't help you on that.
Yeah, they were the old stores that they had that were no longer being used by the Walmart chain, and the government had apparently bought them. The state of Texas had bought them for possible detention centers and leasing them back. Some people had done that, but I don't know if that's going to be the case or not. But anyway, it are what it are. How about the Durham report? I hear that may be coming out.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Well, they say when it comes out, it'll be public.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's what Devin Nunes has said, but I don't see it happening anytime soon. I'm not trusting any part of it here at this point.
No, because we kind of had a situation where you can't believe what the heck they're telling you anymore. As a matter of fact,
nope.
You can't believe anything government tells you, not this much.
Nope.
And we'll get into all that when we come back after the top of the hour. But in the meantime, folks, I'm going to let a little bit of this song back in here because somebody said, I want to hear that again. Okay, here we go. We'll be right back with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. So don't go anywhere.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.